T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, it is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I want to start the show with an apology. An apology to Tony Caligiuri's wife, the lovely Jeannie. The lovely Jeannie. He was telling the truth, Jeannie. He really was, to let the audience in on what was going on. I don't think she believes him. Today is their 14th wedding anniversary. And so Tony wanted to really surprise Jeannie. Yesterday after the show, he got on a plane and went down to New York. He went to Saks, one of the greatest stores in New York, to buy a fabulous gift for Jeannie. They had plywood on the windows and razor wire. Yes. Now, you'll notice the little cuts, Jeannie, on his hands, right near the fingertips. He tried to climb over the razor wire to get you a gift for today, and he couldn't do it.
No.
You'll notice the cuts on his hand. I wish this were TV. What a dedication, but at least he put something online to wish you a very happy 14th wedding anniversary. Isn't that true, Tony?
Yes, it is. It's all true. I have the cuts to prove it. They hurt.
Look at it this way, Jeannie. You know how every year it stands for something different? Like on the fifth year it's this, and on the sixth year it's that. The 14th year can be plywood and razor wire.
Or masks and toilet paper.
No, masks and toilet paper were last year.
I'm trying to keep up with the times.
Yeah, this is the 14th, Tony. You gotta stay ahead on these things.
Is this a special one?
Happy anniversary. I remember I was there on the first day, the day you got married. There I was waiting for your pants to be repaired.
And you had the best line at the wedding to George Maziar's.
Oh, yeah. The wedding... There were two lines for the buffet, one on each side of the table, and the buffet was very, very nice, and George Maziarz was there with his wife, and I didn't know George or his wife, okay? They're exactly on the opposite side of the table with me as we're walking down there, and I said, look, George, look at this. There's chicken here, there's roast beef here, but no pork. And, of course, politicians love pork. That's the stuff they can feed to buy votes with.
So, the look on his face was priceless.
And his wife says, George, I thought you said he was a friend of yours. But it was a good wedding, and your pants got repaired, and happy 14th for you.
Yeah, matter of fact, you hear Rochelle Formalwear advertised here on their station for their masks. He was the one who was able to provide the tux and rescued me when the pants broke with a pair of suspenders.
Very nice. It isn't often that people break their pants on their wedding day.
Am I the only one?
Wedding night, maybe. Wedding day, I'm not so sure. And plywood and razor wire. I haven't seen that since my honeymoon bed. I couldn't get over that razor wire either.
Only thing missing is a moat.
Exactly, with an alligator in it. Hey, we got a gator there. Have you ever seen that that program about them gator wrestling?
Oh, that's the craziest thing in the world.
It's on from time to time. It's nuts. Those guys are crazy. They absolutely go alligator hunting because there's big money in alligators, and there's no shortage of them. They're allowed to hunt them. I don't know if they need a – I think they do need a permit because they put a tag on them when they bring them in the boat. But to me, I don't want anything tougher than a trout. You know what I mean?
Was it the Naked and Afraid promos that's out right now shows alligators creeping up while they're standing around?
What they always do in Naked and Afraid, just so you'll know, they shoot film or videotape of different wild animals that are there wherever they're going to leave them off, on an island or here or there. But they never show them anywhere near the contestants. But what they do is they insert it to make you think that they're near the contestants without actually showing them being near the contestants. So it's a little scenes stealer. I don't know if I believe it at all. I think a lot of that is set up because they have, besides Naked and Afraid, they have about five members of the crew that are there. And I guarantee they've never shown a gun. But if one of the alligators was about to eat one of the contestants, I think a gun would suddenly show up.
No, go ahead, feed.
Can you see them calling the director? Wow, we got a really good shot on this one. A huge gator is about to eat the male contestant. Yeah. Is it okay if it's the male? Oh, it's got to be the female? Okay, we'll keep waiting. There must be other alligators. They never show that. And so it's... they're not being deceptive. They're just giving you an idea of what could happen. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I have a question, by the way, before we go into the break.
Okay, three times a week, but that's my final answer. Go ahead.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is, but I'm proud.
If you are invited to a gender reveal happening, party, whatnot, are you supposed to bring a gift?
I don't know. On a gender I think any time you're invited to a party with a theme... I think a gift would be appropriate. Look at it like this. Would you rather bring a gift when you didn't have to, and people say, oh, you didn't have to do that, or would you not bring a gift when you're supposed to? I think you're better off bringing something.
So obviously something for the baby, like onesies, things like that, maybe an outfit.
Little onesie, yeah, something cute for the baby. Okay. It doesn't have to be, a car.
Okay.
It can be something like that. All right, so I slept through the thunderstorm last night. When we come back, I'll talk to the other guys. But I slept through it because I had just taken a shower, and I was relaxed, and I put my headphones on to listen to music and woke up in the morning. I woke up at 4 this morning. I have an internal clock for wake up. My go-to-sleep clock anytime can be employed.
I woke up with a blue moon on my mind.
Oh, okay. Well, that blue moon.
Sopranos theme.
Keep on shining. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. So I took a shower last night, and after I put away my duck and things like that, I went down and put my headphones on to listen to music. I woke up at 4 this morning, slept right through the thunderstorm. Now, I understand it was quite a light show, guys.
I guess it was. I slept basically on and off from 3 o'clock until I got up at 5:30 this morning. I did hear the thunder and lightning. Kind of put a smile on my face because I love that sound.
You slept 14 hours?
Well, on and off. I came home and slept from like 3 to 4, made dinner, a little bit after 5 o'clock. I dozed off again until like 7:30, showered, threw a load of laundry in, and by 9 o'clock I was back in bed.
Wow. So you kind of slept through most of it too. I was worried this morning when Bernie told me how severe it was that maybe it might have hurt the electronic equipment that's in the house to do the broadcast, but it didn't.
Well, it took all of our radio stations off the air.
Did it really?
Yes.
One thing that before I fell asleep, Fox went into digitization.
Oh, my gosh. Was that not awful?
It was terrible. I had to switch the channel. I kept coming back to it and couldn't do it and fell asleep.
We found the high-tech solution. We downloaded the Spectrum TV app on the Xbox and watched Fox that way after. Yeah, because Fox News and CNN, the two stations I go back and forth to see the difference, were both having that digitization problem. And I'm sorry, I'm not desperate enough to watch Lawrence O'Donnell. Sorry, I won't do it.
No, I don't blame you. Now, how about you, Buzzy? Last night, besides fixing your digitization problem, what else did you do?
Well, I mean, that lightning was crazy. So I had gotten to a point where I was like half asleep, and then the storm moved in, the thunder made sure I was awake, and the hail against the window kept me awake. Also, the dog went a little crazy.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Animals do not like that sort of thing. If you've ever had horses or anything like that, you see that they really react. Dogs react to it. Cats, not so much. I've had cats that do and cats that don't. They're kind of like live and let live. Okay, big deal, it's lightning. Unless it strikes me, I'm not worried about it. So that's a good part about having cats. You ever have a feeling that we should change the name of the state we live in? We live in a state called New York. I think we should change it to Moronville, okay? Because we are run by morons.
That's
and
true.
And I want you to think about it.
Let's
think
it lightly.
About, yeah, from what we've seen lately, the city of New York, de Blasio, a moron. The state of New York, Cuomo, a moron. The county executive, usually a moron.
Don't forget, AOC comes from New York.
Yeah, AOC from New York. Chuck
Schumer.
A moron. It seems like we shelter morons here. This is like a moron runaway camp.
Can we throw Chris Cuomo in there, too?
Well, we'll put Chris Cuomo
Fredo.
In there, too. Yeah, exactly. It just seems like every time I hear some dumbass statement, it's from somebody who comes from New York. It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's time to change and get some new leadership in here.
Oh, good.
Can we say that Donald Trump is not from New York?
Yeah. Donald Trump now lives in Florida.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, Donald Trump can live anywhere. He used to live in New York. Now he's in Florida. Tom Golisano can live anywhere he wants. Now he lives in Florida. Rush Limbaugh can live anywhere he wants. Now he lives in Florida. These are all people who used to live here.
Right.
Who used to pay taxes here. They understood the moron and the moron's policy, and they got out of Dodge. And as Rush says, they're always checking to see if he spent any time working in New York so they can tax him. He keeps a daily register of exactly where he is, and if he goes into New York for anything, he makes sure it's social. Because there are things going on in New York, despite the moron that run it.
They audit him every year.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Well, now, you talk about harassment. I'm surprised he hasn't slapped a harassment suit on the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance.
I have the new state flag. It's a picture of the U-Haul truck.
Yeah, I think they were going to audit me till they looked and saw my earnings from Entercom and went...
Oh, you work at Entercom. Never mind.
Oh, we can't bother that. We won't even put a stamp on it to tell you that you've been audited. So that's the way that goes. When we come back, we're going to talk about the tug of war in New York State. No, not between the protesters and the rioters, but between the governor and the state. And the governor and, let's see, what else do we have? The governor and the city itself. Lots of things happening there. It is also phase two now. It started yesterday. Phase two. You feel different? Is it the same feeling as it was the day before? Did you finally get your hair cut? Buzzy had to call and be put on a waiting list to get his hair cut. I had my head shaved yesterday. The salon I go to, Shea Bernadette. Shea Bernadette is open 24 hours.
Oh, come on. You don't even shave your own head?
I don't shave my own head. It's too precious to me. I need somebody with a steadier hand. Now, Shea Bernadette, anytime I want my head shaved, she's there with a razor and shaving cream ready to go. There's no large tip necessary. Plenty of free parking in my own garage. And so that's the way. Everybody should have their own hairdresser. Mine is Shea Bernadette, who happens to be, by the way, my fiancé. How about that?
My barber is me.
You cut your own hair?
Yeah, I shave my own head.
Lucas does, too. He shaves his own. He said his knee. He nicked his knee the other day when he was shaving.
A Band-Aid on his
shin.
That
is a problem with Lucas. He has pretty feet, too. Did you ever notice Rob Lucas's feet?
And the socks with the little ball at the heel.
Yeah, the socks with a little ball in the heel. Doesn't that sound like a country dance? Let's all do the ball in the heel. Come on. Yee-yah. Bum, 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 bum. We're trying to inject a little levity. This is the kind of first-class humor you get on WBEN.
Oh, by the way, speaking of humor, where can I get the Sandy Beach jigsaw puzzle that Danny Neverth made?
It's in a protected space. We're afraid of looters. Looters going, oh, look at this. Wow, how about that?
It was funny.
Danny Neverth does have a sense of humor. It's kind of like not great, but it's I was trying to think of something nice to say, and I'll have to keep thinking.
It would be the first.
Yeah, exactly. I've been with him through thick and thin. Not that much thin, actually. Mostly thick.
He's going to call and say, hey, I resemble that remark.
You know what I'm afraid of now that he's been let go by Weck?
What's that?
That 2.5-minute show he used to do. He used to do a 2.5-minute show once a day for 5 days. Okay? So one of our stop sets is longer than his whole work week. What's wrong with that picture? But I'm afraid he may ask me for money, and I don't know how I can do that. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I think I'm turning into a David Bellavia toady. I really am. Last night he was interviewing the mayor, Byron Brown. And I'll tell you, it was the most human I've ever heard the mayor. The mayor tends to be very robotic. He speaks robotically and seems to be a button-down guy. We always give him credit for being a great dresser. I mean, I guarantee any conference, any national conference of mayors he's ever been to, he's the best dressed by far, okay? But I could never really warm up to the fact that he always seemed very planned and precise and not let your hair down and have a few real good conversations. But that was very good interview that was done with him, and he must have felt comfortable enough with Bellavia to do it, but the mayor should do more of that. I think it really shows a side of him a feeling for him that we may not have had before. And he talked about what he had to do to work his way up in politics to get a dream job like he has now, a mayor of a city, a large city. And so it brought some understanding to me. at least to me. I'm sure to other people as well, but nice job with a good interview with the mayor. Have you guys ever heard or seen that side of the mayor?
I guess I have a little bit in talking with him at Buff State during a high school basketball playoff game when his son was playing for City Honors.
Oh, okay. How about you, Buzzy?
You know, I have, and it's funny. It was with David Bellavia. A year ago, we hosted a town hall on the new parking situations downtown, and the mayor came in, and I did see a very personable side of Mayor Byron Brown.
And the people that know him, I don't know him. I've interviewed him once in a notable interview. But the people that know him say he's a great guy. Brenda Alacy knows him. She's known him for years and always is tooting his horn, saying that, you know, he's really a nice guy once you get to know him. I think the problem is he has walls around him so that I don't think it's easy to get to know him. But maybe they're right. So that was good. Great job. Now, phase two began yesterday. Believe it or not, it actually arrived. Has it made any difference in your life? We heard one person anecdotally say that she got her hair cut yesterday, but it took twice as long. Now, I don't know why it wasn't explained in the text of why it would take twice as long, maybe because her hair was longer or because they need to do social distancing. I'm not really sure if it had anything to do with wearing a mask or gloves, or I have no idea. So all he said was it took twice as long. Bernie, how long does it normally take for a haircut? 45 minutes. Okay. So, twice as long would be an hour and a half. That takes up a lot of valuable time, and time is money when you're running a hair salon. So I'd like to know, besides the hair salon, what else you did. Are you finally getting out of the house very often? Getting out of the house occasionally, not very often. I think this is the 12th week. We'll complete the 12th week tomorrow that we've been remote. And I've been out of the house three times. But learning. Bernie is the messenger. She goes behind enemy lines and brings back food, which is nice. Oh, by the way, we've also learned where the good takeout is. There's a place I want to tip you off on today only. They only do it on Wednesdays. And it's near my house, okay? The New York Beer Project has great, great takeout. But it's only on Wednesday. It's today. What you do is you call or you can email them, right? You can call or email them and tell them what you want and when you want it. It's lunch only. It's a limited menu. Pardon me? And it's the cheeseburger that I get there is really top quality. And guess what? It's not expensive. They're purposely making it inexpensive. What is it, $8? $8. It's a fabulous burger. The fries are okay. You can take them or leave them. But the burger is really, really good. So the New York Beer Project, and when you go to pick it up, it's at Transit and, Transit and Millersport. That's the best way to describe it. You'll see it's a huge building. So give them some business. I want to encourage local business. By the way, anytime you hear me talk about a product like that, I pay for it. I do not get anything for free, just so you'll know, because that's the usual, oh, yeah, he must have said that because they gave it to him. No, they did not. They don't even know who I am. But the bottom line is it's really, really good. So phase two, has it made any difference in your life so far? We're only into day two of phase two. Are you out of the house more? Tell us about your experience there. Then we also want to get down on the other side, because there's two big stories going on all at the same time. Do curfews work? Now, last night, it's a little hard to say, but last night it was pretty good, I guess. I slept through it. Pretty good in Buffalo. It wasn't major problems. I understand there were some minor ones, but no major ones. So I would tend to believe that curfews may work to a certain degree, but they're not going to hurt you. As far as I can see, as far as my logical mind is going, if you say you must, first of all, If you're going to make a curfew, make it something that's helpful. 2 days ago, the curfew for New York was 11 o'clock. Okay, 11 p.m. was the curfew. I never get to see the 11 o'clock news. I'm in bed by 11 o'clock. I'm sorry, I get up early. I get up at 4. But the bottom line is you got to make it a realistic curfew. So they changed it to last night it was 8. I think it was 8. And it seemed to be better in Buffalo. And I guess it was somewhat better in New York City. It wasn't perfect. There was still some looting, but not as much. So I want to know your feeling on curfews. And say you're, it's not like, gee, I'm going down to Saks to get some jewelry for my wife on her 14th wedding anniversary. But look, it's 8 o'clock curfew. It's 5 minutes to 8. I won't have time to complete it, so I'll get back on the plane and come home. No, it's not like your shopping is going to interrupt it. You're out in the street protesting something. If it doesn't work, what do you think will work? And should the guard, the National Guard, be called in? They were running a video clip this morning of de Blasio, the mayor of the alleged mayor of New York City, who says, no, we don't need the guard here. They're not trained for this sort of thing. And as soon as he said it, everybody came out of the woodwork saying, of course they're trained for that. That's one of the primary reasons we have the guard. So they were calling him an idiot and all that sort of stuff and say he obviously doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Let's take a break, and when we return, we'll take your calls. If there are any who want to jump in the water's fine. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Man, I almost got caught, too. It was within 2 seconds. Right, Tony?
Very close.
Tony and I have been working together for 23 years, so he knows where my mind is going, and I know where he is going, and sometimes it can be dangerous. The dangerous. WBEN 7 First Alert forecast today, thunderstorms in 64. Tomorrow, dry and 77, and then Friday, sunny and 81. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Here's a rundown of what we're talking about today. It is Phase 2, Day 2. Phase 2 started yesterday. I know the car dealers are back open. Hooray! And the hair salons are back open. Hooray! Are you out of the house? Have you had anything done yet? Have you visited a car dealer? I found out that the person who took twice as long to get her hair cut, it was the length of her hair. She hadn't had her hair cut in some time and then got caught in the bubble of not being able to get it done. So it was the length of her silky, golden, princess-like hair that made it take twice as long, okay? Are you out of the house more? Are you finally out of the house? Remember what I said? Once the temperature gets to be warm on a consistent basis, people are going to get antsy. And as I look at my forecast, here are the temperatures. 64, 77, and 81 on Friday. That's what I have. I have up to Friday. So people are going to get antsy, especially after spending all this time in the house. Have you been out yet? Do curfews work? There seems to be a difference of opinion. Some say it does. Some say it doesn't. But I don't know if it works, but I know one thing. It can't hurt. Cannot hurt to have a curfew, but it's got to be a realistic curfew. It can't be 11 o'clock. It's got to be realistic, depending on the traffic patterns and the lifestyle of your city. And should the guard be brought in? As I said, de Blasio, it's a triangle of morons in New York State. The head moron is Andrew Cuomo. His subordinate, I guess, not directly, but in real lifetime, is de Blasio, who's the mayor of New York. Now, they don't like each other and never have. Occasionally, they'll work together on some things, like the virus, but most of the time, they don't like each other. The Cuomo gets on the air and says on the videotape that I saw, last night, meaning the night before, not actually last night, one night earlier than that, the New York City Police did not do their job. And that really riled riled the policemen, as well it should. They were the ones getting things thrown at them, and some of them getting beaten, actually. He said, whatever you did before, when there were prior riots, do it again. So there he is, Andrew Cuomo being a complete knob. And then he also said that he, in a different clip, that he could replace the mayor if he chose to. And I guess law says he could. So if he wanted to, he could just replace de Blasio. I'm not sure how that would go over with the people that voted for de Blasio. It wouldn't bother me, but I think it would bother a lot of people. So then the ball is handed to de Blasio, who says, Mom, we don't really need the guard. We really don't. We don't need the guard. As a matter of fact, they're not even trained for this sort of mission. And that everybody went over the wall on that one. They said, of course they're trained. And when they all said he basically has never served, that's obvious. But that's one of the main things they do is crowd control. So they are trained for it. For some reason, he doesn't want to have the guard involved. And the governor says, get a hold of it, or maybe a veil threat, I could even replace you. So I'm just wondering why, if you could have extra help, you didn't get it. And for some reason, you know, I heard a politician say, well, you know, we've got the backup of the New York State Police. And then I heard somebody today say the police are there, but they're not present. They're not in the action. And so it's like a soap opera. And then I look and say Chuck Schumer said something dumb again. He says so many things dumb that you get weary just trying to track them down. Who knows what? And the Pocahontas, by the way, wants a congressional investigation on the president walking to the church. A congressional investigation of a man walking to the church, believe it or not. And they've already refuted the fact those were not tear gas canisters, they were smoke canisters. Just simple smoke. And politicians do a lot of smoke and mirrors. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.